Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 53. Prayer is also listening to Him. Don't miss the blessing. The simplest and most basic lesson on how to pray is in the words of Jesus in Matthew, Chapter 6, Verse 6, but it may be that we haven't learned it very well. Jesus teaches us to pray to our Father, which is in secret. The idea is that we are to believe that the Father loves us just as much as does the Son. The command, be reconciled to God, means to be reconciled to the Father through the Son. The initial response of any heart that believes the good news of the gospel is to cry out, Abba, Father, which is reconciliation. When you believe in Jesus, immediately your heart turns to the Father just as a little child who can say only one word so far, Baba, which is that Hebrew word Baba. But sometimes we have earthly fathers who have so distorted the image of Father that we sense an emotional barrier between us and the Father who is God. So we pray differently, Dear Jesus. For some reason we teach the little children to pray, Dear Jesus, in our Sabbath schools and church schools. The idea is unconsciously encouraged even when we don't intend to teach it. The Father is someone distant, mysterious, unfathomable, too austere for us to relate to Him comfortably. That is exactly the problem that Jesus wants to heal. He said, He who has seen me has seen the Father. So here we have the old problem of unbelief staring us in the face. Will we believe that the Father is our truest best friend? Will we choose to respond to Him as a child responds to a loving father? If since childhood we have been alienated from the emotional idea of Father being our best friend forever, will we now choose to come out of Babylon, for that is part of the problem, confusion of heart? Will we consent to be reconciled to Him? We must learn to pray in a meaningful way. Often we suppose it's our little mini-lecture we give Him in our prayer, with our list of requisitions. Then when we're done with that, we say Amen and jump up and run off. Or if it's our good night prayer, we say Amen and climb into bed and go to sleep. We have said our prayers, fulfilled our obligation. But wait a moment, prayer is also listening to Him. Just kneeling, quiet, attentive, waiting. Don't miss the blessing.